Turn to Proverbs 6:4. Proverbs 6:4. So we just learned in verse 3 how to ensure that you don't end up on the hook for your friend's debt, that you don't end up paying it if he defaults, and that is to humbly make him sure, to humbly encourage him to make sure that he pays it himself. And now Solomon says, "Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids." And of course, he's referring to what he just mentioned there in the previous three verses. Now, it's just an interesting aside that Solomon learned this phrase from his father, David. In Psalm 132 in verse 4, David said the exact same thing, not in the same context, but the same phrase. This just shows you that sometimes children pick up things from their fathers. And this also tells you fathers to be careful what you say around your children, because they will pick up both the good and the bad. Psalm 132 in verse 4. David said, "I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob." But same exact phrase, "I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids." So we see here where Solomon got that idea. Solomon is here emphasizing the importance of taking action quickly to deliver oneself out of the predicament of being surety for a friend. Being surety for a friend is such a dangerous proposition that one must do whatever is possible to deliver himself from it today before going to bed. That's what he's saying. Give not sleep to thine eyes or slumber to thine eyelids. Do it now. Go over there and talk to your friend now, because you never know when he's going to do something boneheaded and not be able to pay his debt. So take care of it today. Don't go to bed until you've done it. Solomon exhorted his son twice to deliver himself from his friend. He did so in verse 3 when he said, "Do this now, my son, deliver thyself." And then he again in verse 5, "Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter." We'll look at that here in just a minute. So two different times he tells him to deliver himself. Remember, deliver is a synonym of save. The dictionary told us that. The Bible tells us that too. In Acts 2:21, Peter said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He was quoting from the prophet Joel. When you go back to Joel 2:32, Joel said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered." So you put those two together, saved equals delivered. They're synonyms. Remember, to deliver is to set free, liberate, release, rescue, save. So in other words, if you have become surety for a friend, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Remember 2 Corinthians 6:2? We already looked at that verse here in the previous verse, I think it was, or the one before that. So you want to exhort your friend daily while it is called today, Hebrews 3:13, to be faithful to pay his debt. That's what, remember what Paul told us in Hebrews? Exhort one another daily while it is called today. Well, do this with your friend. Exhort him daily. But do it humbly and don't be a nag. And don't, you might not want to do it every day. But, you know, every once in a while, just remind him. I have known somebody that did this. And I don't think the person that, the friend in this case, the friend that had the obligation, knew what the other friend was doing, and maybe was even irritated by it, whenever he was trying to make sure his friend, by encouraging the friend to make sure you keep working, make sure you want to make sure you do this. And I think what the friend was doing was making sure his friend, though the friend
didn't appreciate it.
Anyway, Seth knows what I'm talking about, but it doesn't matter, but the point is, I've seen this happen in real life. I've seen this very thing played out right in front of me. In Hebrews 3:15, it says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And apply that verse here. Take action and save yourself from being on the hook for your friend's debt. And then Solomon said, "Nor slumber to thine eyelids." Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. And slumber is just another word for sleep. It means sleep or repose. They're synonyms. And eyes and eyelids are often used interchangeably in Scripture. Proverbs 4 and verse 25. He said, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. It's just another way of saying eyes, if you're saying eyelids. And Proverbs 30 and verse 13. Proverbs 30 and verse 13. It says, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Lofty is lifted up, right? Their eyes are lifted up, their eyelids are lifted up. So eyes, eyelids, it's just another way of saying the same thing. So this verse is an example of a Hebrew parallelism in which a thought is repeated using slightly different wording to emphasize the point. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. He's not telling him to do two different things. He's telling him to do the same thing, just in two different ways of saying it, basically. And you'll find this all through the Proverbs and all through the Old Testament, for that matter. So that takes care of Proverbs 6:4. You want to make sure that you take care of this before you go to bed. Make sure that your friend is sure and he's going to pay his debt.